This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Animal Health Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Joan Ronquette, an animal communicator, author, and speaker, and expert on EFT tapping for animals. Joan, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. So, first of all, for starters, tell us, what is EFT tapping?
Well, EFT tapping, it's the EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Technique, and it was originally found to help mostly with things like trauma, stuff like, you know, trauma, big emotions, and it was used on people. The EFT tapping is tapping on the meridians, so there's little points along the face and in the body that are part of the, in Chinese medicine, the meridian system. So on these meridians are certain points that are associated with certain organ systems, and those organ systems have an emotional component. So when you tap on these points, you're able to mitigate or bring down the big emotions. So anxiety is a good one. Anyway, I'd been using it with people, and I'd been using it with people that had traumas, like maybe they'd fallen off a horse, maybe their dog had bitten somebody, and they were traumatized by it. And then I started realizing, wow, I wonder if I try these same points on the animals. And I had a pretty magical experience about 10 years ago, and I've continued tapping on animals since. So it's very similar to the people points, and most of those points are things like the stomach point and things that are very, points that are very, very calming for the animals.
Is EFT tapping used on animals? I am assuming so, but tell us about that if you would.
Points that I've, there's points around the eye, and there's points under the eye, and there's points on the nose and on the chest that you just tap lightly on while reviewing kind of the negative emotion. And let's say, for example, you have a dog that's chewing something, and that chewing is because there's an underlying anxiety. So you would kind of talk through on behalf of the animal about how I'm chewing because I'm so anxious, I'm chewing because I'm anxious, I'm anxious, I'm anxious, and you'd be tapping on these points all along. And as you start to see the animal integrate the information, so to speak, you'd start to see them calm down. They might change their breathing. They might start licking and chewing. Their eye might soften. They might lie down, things like that. Then you would start to change the script to a more positive, like, I'm happy to just lie here. I really am very calm. And eventually the animal starts to change.
What are the benefits that come to mind when using EFT tapping for animals?
Well, there's three pretty significant ones. I mean, it helps with behavior. So if you have a naughty behavior, something that you want to shift, you can use the EFT tapping for that, because that behavior would have an underlying emotion that would be driving it. So you would start to shift the emotion involved with the behavior. The second would be for performance. Let's say you have a dog that's going to a dog show and he has a lot of anxiety, or might even be kind of territorial with his crate at the dog show, things like that. Those sorts of things would be a great place for the EFT tapping. And then third would be wellness. You know, if an animal has maybe arthritis but still wants to go outside, you could, you know, use the EFT, and it's not like, I'm not saying that it's going to cure the arthritis, but you could certainly deal with the depression or the disappointment around maybe not being able to do what you used to do. I had someone that had a dog that had a pretty significant tumor, and the dog had a head tilt, and she had to stop doing agility because of the tumor, and we did some tapping with the dog, and the dog was able to actually lift her head in a hold her head up in a different angle after the tapping. So that was pretty amazing.
Very interesting as well. Today we are with John Ronquette, an animal communicator, author, and speaker, and expert on EFT tapping for animals here on eHealth Radio's Animal Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Tell us, Joan, how does EFT tapping on animals actually work? I know you've touched on it briefly, but get into that a little further.
Okay, so with the meridians, like I said, we in Chinese medicine we have meridians running through our system, and those meridians are associated with an organ, and the organ is associated with an emotion. So when we tap on specific points within the meridian system, we are, you know, sending signals to the body, so to speak, of just sort of what's hardwired into their body, starting to bring up more calming, more relaxation, and it magically starts to release some of the other underlying feelings that are, you know, could be driving the animal to do, you know, things like even leash aggression, stuff like that. So it starts to, first of all, anytime you're kind of reviewing a not such great story and replacing a good story, like when I, you know, let's say you have a dog that has some leash aggression and you do a little tapping around the leash aggression and you end with a positive story, continuing to tap on the dog that we love our friends out there. You're really committed and connecting and you have a big intention. So I think with healing, anytime you have a big intention, you already have, you know, you've started the healing ball rolling, so to speak. And then these particular points really get into the depth of emotion and start to release it. So you'll start to see, again, the calming signals of any dog or cat or even horse is the licking and chewing, the eye softening, the breathing starts to change. And a lot of times, you know, you'll just see a real shift in the more confidence, more of an ability to be connected to you. So I think anything with a really strong intention and commitment to the bond you have with your animal is already going to start to heal in general.
If you would, tell us about another recent EFT experience and how it changed that animal.
Okay, well, I have a million, but one of my favorites is I did the EFT tapping on the woman and the dog. So a woman had called me and said that she had a dog that was really was biting, you know, not just nipping, but biting people, like the UPS guy, people coming over for a dinner party. And, you know, that's not just dangerous and sad. It's actually a liability. And you're really, when you have a biting dog, as we all know, you're putting that dog at risk if it bites someone else and should become a legal case. So she had called me originally for animal communication, and I got a sense from the dog that the dog needed, you know, some job, a different job other than watching the farm, and needed some structure. And the woman really balked at that because she really didn't like structure herself and didn't think the dog needed that. And to top it all off, it felt like her husband was very playful with the dog and didn't necessarily want rules either. So as I did some EFT tapping with her on how much she hated rules, and then I did some EFT tapping with the dog about how much he loved rules, and did some tapping around, you know, the emotional component of him needing to protect her and that he could have a different job. And now she's really restructured her household, and he's turned into a big couch potato and doesn't need to roam the land and bite the neighbors. And so she's, you know, it's been quite a while, and they're doing very well.
Man, that's certainly good news. In conclusion, tell us, is there anything else that you would want to discuss or mention in conclusion regarding animal healing?
Well, I just think that, again, any time that you're stepping in there and have the big intention of healing to begin with, you're starting a journey, And secondly, when you're able to kind of bring up for the animal the deep, intense underlying emotions and not harp on them. I mean, it's not anything to hang on to. But to bring them up with the intention of releasing them, you can really create a different outcome for your own dog or cat just by being really present with that information.
Well, Joan, it certainly has been good to have had you. Thanks for joining us. Before you go, tell us where we can get more information and how we can be in touch.
My website is www.joanranquette.com. That's JoanRanquette.com. And I have EFT classes usually running every couple months.
Well, Joan, once again, thanks for your time today, and thanks for joining us here on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Joan Ranquette, an animal communicator, author, and speaker, and expert on EFT tapping for animals. And once again, the website of reference and for contact, it is joanranquette.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Animal Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.